Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The spotlight is on now. Tis the season for many different theatrical offerings of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. You can find the story told on film and on the stage, from classic-style performances to interpretive dance and everything in between. One of Central Florida's less conventional versions has become a tradition all its own. For the 28th year, Southern Winds Theater is bringing the One Man A Christmas Carol to the stage, starting this weekend at Imagine Performing Arts in Oviedo. Yes, you heard that right. One man, David McElroy, plays all 37 characters in the story. Those 28 years of performing his one-man family-friendly adaptation has not cooled McElroy's childlike enthusiasm for bringing the show to life, and every year an audience is waiting.
I play the little kids. I play the ghosts, except for the Ghost of Christmas Future. I just see him off in the distance, but I play the women. It's just absolutely fun. And I never get tired of it because it's once a year and I do it for like, you know, a month and a half. And I'm all charged up to go again the next year.
So what is it that keeps you doing this?
I just love acting. I love performing. And I've always been a character actor, so I thought, well, why not do a lot of characters? And there's several people that have seen it. There's this particular couple that comes to mind has seen it 27 times out of 28. They just missed the first one. And there's others that have seen it 10, 12 times. I've got kind of a following. And then people that are new come in and see it. So we like that as well.
You said you have repeat audience members. What is it that you think keeps them coming back?
Well, several things. They like the show itself or like Dickens as well, but we change it every year. We don't change the story at all, but we change different things that I do. We've added two or three songs off and on. So every time they come, they're going to see a little something different, and they always try to point it out to me what we did.
Oh, it's sort of like a game for them. Oh, this is new this year. Oh, that's new too. Oh, you didn't do this.
Yeah. And last year I said I was going to play an extra character, which I did. And two of the people came up and said, I know which one it was. And they were right.
What do you think it is about A Christmas Carol itself? I mean, there are many, many adaptations every year. What is it about the story, do you think?
It's a story of redemption. It's a story of a person who's been really very an angry old man for years due to circumstances sometimes beyond his control, but not really, because he chose to be the way he was. And then when all these ghosts and all of his past comes back to him, he sees that, hey, maybe I made a mistake. And I think the final blow is when the Ghost of Christmas Present tells him that Tiny Tim is going to die if the shadows are not changed. And I think that's the thing that's the catalyst to get him to really start thinking about what he's done. I mean, he goes to different places. Some of them are celebrating. Some of them are laughing at him. But he at least sees that he's being talked about. And sometimes people, like his nephew, just loves him, you know, regardless of whether he's come or not to Christmas. It's heartening. You know, it's a heartening story.
You are often lauded for the very fluid way that you change characters, the way you ease very readily from one character to another, and sometimes within the same line even. What's your secret?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I did oral interpretation in high school, where you had to play a couple of different characters. And I had a wonderful teacher who had kind of said, you know, if you go one way and look one way and like you're looking at them and look another way. And I had a wonderful choreographer, Pam Killinger, who worked at Disney for many years. She helped me adapt each character's and the body type besides the voice. I did the voices and she helped me kind of go through the characters. And so that's kind of how I do it. I kind of assume each character.
So you assume each character physically and in speaking terms, right?
Right. And the only costume I ever wear is a hat for the little boy. I come in with a coat and hat, take those off, and then the rest I do just with voice and movement.
37 costume changes would be an awful lot.
I had a complete set when we first started, and we had a fireplace and bed and all that stuff. and I had masks for the ghost. And, you know, it just became really complicated. And I thought, well, how am I going to change costumes? And then the director at the time suggested I just do what I told you, that, you know, taking the coat and hat off and then just playing the rest of it. And it's worked well. And now we can just have a chair and a couple of stools and a hat rack, and we take that everywhere.
What would you like people to take away from your version of this show specifically?
Just that life is complicated, and that we're all human beings and we're all struggling to do the best we can. Of course, you know, the best thing I believe in the story is that redemption that I talked about, that we all have a chance to be better and do better things. And that's what I strive for in the production.
Okay, I was asked by some of my fellow journalists in the newsroom to see if you would do a couple of lines that go from one character to another.
This is Cratchit and Mrs. Cratchit a little bit. A toast, my dears. A toast to the finest man who gave us our lovely Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
What? The finest man indeed. Oh, I wish I had him here to give him a piece of my mind to feast upon. He'd have plenty of my bile to swallow, and good appetite for it, too. My dear, the children, Christmas Day. Well, it must be Christmas Day, Robert, when one drinks the health of a stingy, odious, odd, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, you'd know he is, Robert. No one knows better than you do, poor fellow. My dear, Christmas Day.
That was David McElroy of The One Man, A Christmas Carol. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.